Donald's view.
The reason this chapter title says getting very rich is predictable is because the very rich part indicates you already have money with which to work. The deciding factor is whether or not you're going to let your money work for you to become very rich. Those who know how to do that stand a very good chance of joining the leagues of the uber rich. When I build a new building, I definitely look into the risk factor, which to me is whether or not it will be profitable. I don't like taking huge risks, especially when I can do some of the predicting in my head first. When I first decided to try the hotel condo mixed use idea, I could already see how the combination could prove to have a comfort zone attached, as in, owners of the condos could also participate in the success of the hotel. I knew this would have a huge appeal to investors and owners because I did the math, and I knew that idea would appeal to me as a business person, whether I was the builder or the investor. My risk factor and their risk factor had been lowered. It became more predictable, but I will admit that I was surprised how successful the idea became. My father always emphasized that certain things are predictable, namely that intelligent work will result in intelligent results. He was a hard worker, and he always said it saved time to work intelligently from the beginning. I began, at an early age, to learn to assess things in my mind first, before going off to see if they might work. That took a lot of the guesswork out of the process, and therefore a lot of the risk. It also saved me a lot of time and money. The leverage I had was a knowledge of construction and the good fortune of good instincts. I'd also studied real estate for many years. Years ago, when I decided I was fed up with New York City wasting years and many millions of dollars trying to rebuild Wallman Rink in Central Park, I predicted how long it would take me to do it and how much it would cost. I turned out to be right. I had it done in a few months and at $750,000 under budget. To me, that was predictable, and doing it was not a risk. It was watching it never getting done that was a risk to my health. It's true what Robert says about leverage, control, creativity, expansion, and prediction. Being multidimensional and alert on all those levels can be exciting and will produce results. If people think that's risky, so be it. To me, it's a great and exciting challenge. You can change your world if you want to, and by doing so, you might be making a great contribution to the world at large. That's worth thinking about. The biggest risk we all face is not moving forward with what we've learned. Expansion has many dimensions. I'll conclude with some advice from Abraham Lincoln. I don't think much of a man who is not wiser today than he was yesterday. That's a good incentive to pay attention and apply what you've learned on a daily basis. If you do, my prediction is that you'll be meeting with success before too long.